Just a minute.
Seriously? Every damn morning. I have to leave soon, so hurry up, man.
Go ahead and eat first. I'll be finished in 5 minutes.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Morning, Flo.
I'm so annoyed. Eddie's blocking the bathroom again and I need to get ready for uni.
Please calm down. Here, drink some coffee. This will hopefully bring you down.
It's so hard to calm down in this kitchen. It's such a mess. Can't they give me a break?
This is totally normal for a flat share. Think about it. 5 roommates definitely create a lot of chaos. And be grateful. There could be worse roommates than ours. I think our group is pretty well balanced.
Yeah, I think you're right. Without Steven, for example, it would look a lot worse.
Totally. Because he loves cooking, the kitchen is basically his second home. And so he always cleans up after us. And he isn't even furious about it.
Also, although he seems very quiet, you can still have a lot of fun with him, playing board games, for example.
Yeah, if you like to lose against him, I'd rather watch movies with him.
Anyway, it's always nice to be around him.
And Eddie? Oh man, where should I start?
He's like the baby of our group.
That's funny, because he's not even younger than us.
He's so chaotic and likes all different kind of things than the rest of us.
Please stop with that. His music taste, his taste in clothes, always walking around with his cap on backwards. I could go on and on. All pretty awful.
Sure, he can be annoying from time to time. But at the end of the day, think about it, he's the one who makes us smile even when we're totally down.
What about Michael?
This redhead has no soul, but instead literally 2 faces.
On the one hand, he's a serious banker, who's very ambitious and interested in nearly everything.
And also, he's a very dedicated vegetarian and he cares a lot about the environment.
But on the other hand, he can be a bit over the top, don't you think?
True. If you see him in daytime in his fancy suit, you'd never believe that he loves to drink a lot and go out every night.
And then he also sings along to horrible songs like Atemlos and other similar party anthems.
Please stop or I'll have this song stuck in my head again for the rest of the day. What's the matter with him? How can you actually like this stuff?
I don't know, but we also like some things they don't like. That's how it works.
Oh, I just wish Ben would still live here.
Yeah, I miss him too. And the time he lived here, he really became one of our closest friends.
He was so chilled out and always up to something funny and still a best friend who you could talk to about everything.
Do you remember the night that we were drinking and playing games till 4 a.m. and he had to be at the airport by 6?
I don't know if I would be happy with him as my pilot that day. It's sad that he had to move to another city only because of his job.
Yeah, but at least he visits a lot and we get to see him in a few days. Maybe he can give you some of his chill. That's what you maybe need, right?
Yeah, you're right. I'll try to take it in.
Isn't it crazy how complete strangers can turn into such good friends just because you live together?
You're right. I can't imagine how my life would be if I lived alone. I would probably not only be lonely, but also wouldn't have experienced so many different and cool things.
When I'm old, I'll be definitely looking back at this time with a smile on my face. Even though there were many times I'd like to punch them right in their face.
Speaking of the devil.
There you go. The bathroom is free now. I'm off to work. See you later.
Bye, Eddie. Have a nice day.
Bye. Finally, I really need to hurry now.
Damn it! Again?